Do you remember how excited you were to start practicing orthodontics when you finished your residency? Assuming you have been in practice for a number of years, do you still feel that excitement when you go to work each day? If you don't, it is probably not that unusual. You may have gotten to the point that you are just getting through the day rather than looking forward to going to work each day. If you have lost some of your excitement about practicing orthodontics, I would suggest that you read an article titled A Better Practice, A Passion for Dentistry by Roger Levin, which appeared in the January 2007 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association. In this article, Dr. Levin suggests some specific steps that you can take to reinvigorate yourself and your practice. These include creating a vision statement, establishing clear goals, designing appropriate systems, providing training and continuing education opportunities for staff members, and using advisors when needed. These seem like pretty simple and basic steps to take, and they're also practical, common sense suggestions that are easy to implement. It is not unusual for orthodontists who are excited about practicing orthodontics to get bogged down in many of the non-treatment management activities of the practice. Dr. Levin notes that typically, the less the dentist has to do outside patient-related activities, the less stressful a practice becomes. As your staff is able to absorb more of the day-to-day responsibilities of running your practice, typically the need for micromanaging becomes unnecessary, the quality of care increases, and stress levels decrease dramatically. Also, having a vision and establishing clear goals establishes a purpose for the future of your practice, which can leave you more energized and excited as opposed to simply showing up to work each day. Although this article was directed primarily at general dentists, I believe it applies equally as well to orthodontists. If you are concerned about losing your enthusiasm for practicing each day, I would strongly suggest that you read this article. You can find it in the January 2007 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association.